Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Amazing grace, hallelujah.
That saved a wretch like me.
Jesus,
oh, we praise you,
oh, for the day, oh Lord. Our going out and our coming is, Lord. We thank you, oh Lord, for our schools, Lord. Oh, our colleges, Lord. We thank you, oh God, from our working places, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God, for our home. We thank you for your children, Lord. Bless you, Lord Jesus, we give you the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have received this grace, amazing grace. Oh, for us to be guided right in your presence, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be his name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, for the amazing grace. Oh, that once we were lost, but now, God, we have been found. Oh, once we were blind, but now we can see.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for the amazing grace. Hallelujah. Oh, Heavenly Father, we say, blessed be your name, even as we lift up your name in high esteem. Because, Lord, there is no other name than the name Jesus Christ. And what is our breath? What do we breathe? Our breath is the Lord Jesus Christ. And even I would like the musicians once again. This is the air that I breathe. Amen. Let us sing it once again. In that prayer, in a prayerful spirit, the breath, this is the breath I breathe. My breath is Jesus Christ. My breath is the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the air.
He is my Savior.
This is the air.
As you prepare yourself tonight,
your holy
blessed presence, be your name, Lord Jesus.
It's living in me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Oh, this is the air.
Thank
this
you, Lord Jesus.
The
oh, that the whole atmosphere
the
is the
this
Holy Spirit. The air that we are breathing, Lord, is nothing but the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the atmosphere. We thank you for the presence, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tonight, Lord, we are really desperate, Lord.
I'm desperate for you, Jesus.
We are desperate, Lord, because, Father, we don't want to be lost, oh God.
I'm lost without you.
We want to
I'm
live above
without
God.
You, my Lord.
The light of this world.
I,
oh Lord. How many I'm are desperate tonight
you.
To meet him?
I'm desperate for you, my Lord.
Lord Didn't Jesus.
I,
our desperation
I'm
is to meet you tonight,
you.
Oh God.
Oh, my Lord.
It's to see you tonight, Lord. That's our desperation,
this is
Lord.
My daily, this is my
oh, yes,
daily bread.
Is there this anything that, Lord, daily, we need to eat?
My daily bread. Your
is there anything
word,
that, Lord, can satisfy? Lord.
To me. And
only
I,
you, the living bread. Living bread.
I'm
tonight, Lord Jesus,
you.
We are desperate for the living
for
bread.
You, my Lord. And
we are desperate, oh God, for the bread of life.
I'm lost without you.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm lost
thank
without
you,
you, Lord.
Thank you,
oh
God. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm desperate for
oh,
you,
Lord, tonight.
My Lord.
That is our test, our hungering.
And I,
Lord.
I'm lost without
we are here, Lord.
Jesus.
All that we seek
and
is that bread of life, oh God. Open it up, Lord. Open it up. Open it up. That's all that we seek tonight. That bread of life. That is all that we seek tonight, O God. Your presence, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, O God, for your presence tonight. We thank you for the Holy Spirit atmosphere, Lord. We thank you, the Lord Jesus, tonight. We are all with the expectation that, Lord, there is something stored for us.
Yes,
that's why you have drawn us tonight, O God. Even the weather being wicked over there, O God. But, Lord Jesus, you are more than anything, O God, for us.
Amen.
We are desperate tonight, O God.
Amen.
Meet each and every one tonight according to your riches in glory. We bless you, Lord. Bless your word even as we tend to it, God. Let that bread of life, oh God, be our portion tonight in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 As we still standing, let us just turn to the reading of the word. God bless you, musicians. God bless you, my youth, my little boys. God richly bless you. We have three readings tonight. Let us first turn to Revelation 3:8. And then we shall read 2 Corinthians 2:12. You can put your hands there. And then our last reading will be Acts of the Apostles 14. We shall read from the 19 to 28. Let's look at our first reading, Revelation 3:8. I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Amen. Then 2 Corinthians 2:12. He says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, a door was opened unto me of the Lord. Amen. And then our third reading, Acts 14, 19 to 28. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barabbas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue on in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believed. And after they passed through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down into Attalia, and then sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they were come, they had gathered the church together. They rehearsed all that God has done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode long time with the disciples. Praise the Lord. Tonight our topic, the age of the open door. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word, O God. And we thank you there is an author. The author himself is here. The Holy Spirit, the teacher. Father, we put ourselves aside, O God, even myself, Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit tonight will speak to us. Take his own word and make it life unto us, O God. Father, bless your word. Sanctify it and let it administer, Lord Jesus, all the Lord you have purposed for us for this day. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you for coming. The weather has really been wicked over there, but yet we love him more. Amen. And that has what brought us together. Amen. Amen. Yes, tonight, let's look at The scriptures that we have read so far. The Revelation 3:8, as it's saying that, I know thy works. I know your works. The Lord knows our works. Amen. We cannot hide from him. Amen. He knows everybody's works. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. You can hide wherever you want to hide. He knows your works. Amen. You can never run away from him. He knows your works. Things that you feel that you are doing them in secret, he knows them. My brother,
amen.
He knows everything.
Amen.
His eye looks at everything. He is a God, he says, he sleeps and he slumbers not. He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Praise God. And he said, behold, I've set before thee an open door. Praise the Lord. I've set before thee an open door. It is not a closed door. A door opened. Praise the Lord. And when a door is opened before you, what do you normally do? You enter into it. Oh, if you are coming to my house and I open the door, I'm asking you to do what? To enter. Praise God. And he said, I've set before thee an open door. And no man can shut it. No man can shut that door. Except he himself. As long as it is opened, it is opened. For thou hast little strength. He was talking to Luther Age. Thou hast a little strength, we will come on that. But tonight, we are talking on open door. And have kept my word, and has not denied my name. Excuse me. Then, the two other scriptures we were talking about, Paul, who went about preaching the gospel. Oh, my brother. He went from one city to another city, from one place to another place. Sorry. All doing what? Preaching the gospel. And he came to Lystra. He was beaten, stoned. And they thought he was dead. So they drew him on the floor, just threw him outside the city. And the disciples went and stood around him. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And he rose up. Hallelujah. And when he rose up, where did he go? He went back to the city. To continue the work. Amen. Brethren, we have there are things that really challenges us. This is a true challenge. We are coming on it and we will see that. My brother, today, you and I, we are coming on that. That we are supposed to be an open door.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Paul. And so this scripture that we have read, I've set before thee an open door. It reminds me of Moses. Oh, it reminds all of us, not me, it reminds all of us of Moses when he was concluding his last message to the children of Israel. When he was concluding, what did he say? He said, I have set before thee this day life and good. and death and evil. Open at Deuteronomy 30, 15. It reminds us of Moses, his last sermon to the children of Israel. When he was concluding, he said, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil." Praise the Lord. Then look at 19, verse 19. "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you." I call heaven and earth to record this day. This day is being recorded, my brother, against you and me, that we were hearing this message. "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Therefore, choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live." Open doors. A door to the evil, a door to death, and a door to life. Praise the Lord. I've opened it before you. Door to life, door to death, door to blessings, door to curses. But Moses, being a good prophet, wished his people to take what? That door to what? To life. So that you and your seed will live. Amen. So there is a door to death. There is a door to life. My brother, it is the same way Joshua also, his last sermon to the people, he said the same thing. Amen. Joshua said the same thing. Let me see whether I can get it. Let's turn to Joshua. Joshua. Let's turn to Joshua 24. Also, he was concluding his message to the people. Let's see what he also said. 24:14. Joshua 24:14. "Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." An open door. "And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day." Amen. Which door are you going to go through? "Choose you this day whom ye will serve." Which door do you want to go through? "Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell." Oh, hallelujah. "But ask for me. But ask for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve the Lord. We will take the door that leads toward everlasting life. We will take that door. Praise the Lord. We will take that door. And when you look at Matthew also, it's where he talks about what? Let me see that scripture. Also. Matthew also, somewhere he talks about what? The straight way and the narrow way. The straight way and the broad way. Let's look at that also from Matthew. Doors opened. Matthew. If anybody sees first, you just tell us, we turn there quickly. Chapter 7, 14. All right, okay. Let's read from 13. Now, he said, Jesus also, speaking here, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate. That door. Take that door. That straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go, in that. Many people are taking that door. My brother, many people, this is what scripture, are taking that door. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. My brother and my sister, are you among that few? Amen. Are you among that few? Amen. That's the challenge to us tonight. Now, let's read something from the prophet here. He said, comparing scripture. He said, let's compare the scripture. Acts 14:27, which says he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles, and then a door was opened unto him of the law. That's 2 Corinthians. All was what? Paul went out preaching the word of God. So the prophet said, so we can see by the comparison of scriptures that this open door signified the greatest spreading of the gospel that the world has ever seen. The open door, the prophet said, signified the greatest spreading of the gospel that the world has ever seen. Open door. Spreading of the gospel. Now, the prophet said, I want you to see something here. God works in threes, doesn't he? It was in the third age, or Pergamian age, that the church was married to the state. The deeds of the Nicolaitan had become the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. That age was the open door for the false vine. It was an open door for what? The false vine. And once it was backed up by the power of the state, it became actually a world system. Even though it bore the name Christian. Amen. Amen. And so at the third age, the church of Pergamos, a door was opened. Praise the Lord. The first age. Let's listen. The first age. Jesus said something about that age. Jesus said, let's look at Ephesus, the church of Ephesus. Revelation. Jesus said something about that church. He said, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. See? When the candlestick was lighted in the first age, one particular thing about the people was about their labor, about their patience. And there were people that cannot what? They cannot bear with anything that is evil. They couldn't bear with anything. That was what? That was evil. Amen. And that same age, that spirit of that same age, the first age, is what is with us now. Amen. We must also be the same. Amen. Because Malachi 4 turned the hearts of this age back onto what? The apostolic age. So we must also be in that same spirit. Amen. That we cannot bear what is what? What is evil. Then when it came to the second age, it was there. He said what? I know thy works. I know the blasphemy of them who say that they are Jews and not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. The second age. Now the light is what? It's dimming. Now there were people, they said they were Jews and they weren't Jews. We are Christians, but they are not Christians. Their life never speaks that they are Christians. Amen. Then came that Pergamos where door was opened for the false vine. It was in that age. Some of them were holding the doctrine of Balaam. And others were holding the doctrine of what? The Nicolaitans. And that was where the Satan's seat was. An open door to the what? To the false vine. And from there, the light started dimming, dimming and dimming. Until it came to the fifth age, Martin Luther. And that's where we are now, that another door was opened. A door to the truth. Praise the Lord. The door to the truth was opened. My brother, that's where we are now. Today is the open door. The same door that was opened in to the Gentiles in the first age, which Apostle Paul spoke of, is what is open to us also today. Malachi 4, taking us back to the apostles' faith. Amen. In the first age, he said what? I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou cannot what bear them which are evil. That is the spirit we got to be in, my brother. And then the prophet said, what is happening today? What is happening in the church today? The seven church ages, paragraph, page 243, or whatever. If you like, you can go and read. And we just put up with anything that's evil and call it what? Religion. See? We are putting up with things that are evil and still believe that we are Christians. We are message believers. We are putting up with what? Anything. Things that are evil, we are putting ourselves up to it and still claim to be what? Message believers. Amen. It's not from me, it's from the prophet. Yes. If you believe the prophet, then yes. I'm reading from him. I've not added anything to it. We said we go to church. We are good as the rest of the fellows. He said, they go right home, stay home on Wednesday night, because this message was preached on Wednesday night. And the prophet was saying, they go home, stay home on Wednesday night, and watch television, the very pits of hell. You say, it's too hot to go to church. Maybe somebody is saying it's too cold to come to church today. He said it's too hot to go to church. Hey. And the prophet said, it's not being too bad to go to hell, brother. You go some of these days where it's hotter than that. If it is hot for you to go to church, the prophet is telling you, you are going to go to, I say, brother, you don't worry. You are going to go to a place where it's more hotter than what you are running away from. That's what the prophet said. You will go some of these days where it's hotter than that. And then he said, you better listen. Amen. The prophet said, you better listen. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how you cannot bear with them which are evil. The prophet said, how can you, brother? If you are a true Christian, how can you bear with things that are evil? If you are a true believer, how can you bear with such a thing? Because you couldn't make a dove to eat dead horse. Can you make a dove to sit on the carcass of a horse? Praise the Lord. Amen. So if you are a dove, how would you be able to go and sit on what? Those smelly carcass. If you are a dove. How will you bear those things? How can you be there? A dove? Oh, no, sir. It has to take a scavenger. Who love those kind of things? See, they fly, then they jump. Then they go a little left, right. Then they jump on the carcass, tearing them. A dove will never go there. Amen. Why? Because the prophet said his nature is different. His nature is different. A dove having got a gall, he can't digest it. See? I believe a true Christian, you don't have the thing even to eat those kind of things. You don't have what? The feeling. You don't have the... Oh, my. Let's listen. He said, a man that is born again of the Spirit of God cannot eat those things. He can't tolerate it. It's out of his mind. He cannot do it. He can't. Amen. A man that is born again. Said, no, anyway, birds of the same feathers, they flock together. So today, the church or the believer is much like the world. He said, they talk alike. They drink alike. They smoke alike. They curse alike. They dress alike. They act alike. See? You can't tell one from the other. And yet, you are supposed to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. My brother, that's what we are supposed to be. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. Sealed till there is no exit to go out. And there is no entrance for the enemy to come in. A sealed something. There is no exit. There is no entrance. You are sealed. You know, when you buy canned something, canned food, it is sealed all over. The seal is in such a way that nothing, no bacteria can what, enter. Or nothing can drain out from it. It's sealed. Amen. That's what a Christian, when you are sealed. The prophet said the open door signified the greatest the greatest spreading of the gospel that the world has ever had. Spreading of the gospel. Oh, Dublin Christian Fellowship. Now let's come to ourselves now. Dublin Christian Fellowship. What are we spreading? What are we spreading? Praise the Lord. Brother Vlad, what are we spreading? Ah, Brother Master, you know, I'm not an apostle. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. I'm not an evangelist. So how can I go spreading the gospel? Now listen. Your life.
Hallelujah.
Your life.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Your life must be an open door.
Amen.
Your life must be an open door for someone out there.
Amen.
Who is hungering. There are people who are looking for the truth. My brother, for the truth. Ask my brother seated. My brother always, I forgot to. Yeah. Ask him. He was here for a long time looking for what? Where? The what? The bread of life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. There are many people out there. They are looking for the truth. At least let your life begin to speak to someone, an open door for someone to enter. To come and ask, my brother, my sister, I see something different in your life.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Last time I went to Babrigan. Ah, man. It was a competition. Halloween edition. Halloween. Something really frightening. Hey, man. I went to a place in the Adamstown. Oh, that one, huge one. And with the night, if you don't know, you pass there, my brother, you run away. I don't know whether they've put some air under it. And so the whole team is standing. My brother is just terrifying. In front of your house. Oh, my. Praise the Lord. But the next door, there's nothing. I said, Brother Vlad's house. Other places you see them. Then the next door, there's nothing there. You see rather some images that show that there is a Christian living there. My brother, let our lives be an open door.
Amen.
Praise God. Terrifying. What is all this? Halloween. My brother, you can't understand it. Brethren, Dublin Christian Fellowship, what are we spreading?
Amen.
What are we spreading?
Amen.
The message we are carrying.
Amen.
The message is the open door.
Amen.
The 11th hour open door.
Amen.
My brother, and if you have already not yet entered, how can someone encourage someone also to enter?
Amen.
We are what? Open doors. Then someone may ask, what about Luther and Wesley people? The prophet said, all that walked under Luther's dispensation died in grace. Others shouting Methodists and that died under Wesley's age died in grace. We are living in another age, not back there. No, mother, as he's talking about his mother. Mother used to go in an ox cart, and we go in model V8 Ford. See, we are in a different age. V8 Ford, almost jet propelled. That's right. We are living in a different age altogether. We are living in a different dispensation. We are living in the day of the restoration of the power of God. That's the time we are living in. The restoration of the power of God. The open door. And Christ will be the power yonder like they did in the beginning. We are living in another age. Don't look back there to Wesley and Methodists and all those Baptists and Presbyterians. Look here to Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of the faith of the Bible. And then the prophet shouted, Hallelujah!
Amen.
Amen. Let's look here. My brother, there is something so great. Oh, brethren, sisters, your life must be an open door. Your life must be telling, preaching the gospel wherever you go, at your working places. Let your life begin to what? Preach the message. In schools, let your life begin to preach the message. Oh, thank God this year alone we have four young ladies. See? In colleges now, four of them this year alone. Let your life begin to teach something over there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to hear the sisters say amen.
Amen.
I can't hear anything. God bless you.
Amen.
What's the fourth one? God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let your life be an open door. That you see something different. Praise God. Let your life be an open door. And those who are working. Tara. I want to hear amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Those who are at work.
Amen.
Let your life be an open door.
Amen.
So that they will come in. You see, you are the light of this world. The whole world is in darkness. You are the light of this world. And he said, if you have a light, you don't put a light under your bed. Oh, where do you put it? You put it somewhere so high. Oh, hallelujah. So that it will give light unto those who are in darkness. They see the light, they what? They can find their way. Open door. Amen. You got to be like what? The lighthouse. Oh, if I'd not been the lighthouse, where would this my sheep would be?
Amen.
And Jesus Christ is that lighthouse. He's the light, and we are the light of this world. Praise God. Let our light shine before all men, that they will see and glorify our God. That we are serving a living God. Now, I want to read something here. The prophet himself, that Wednesday, look at what he said to the church. I want to say tonight. 2:8-6. He said, oh, why can't this Branham tabernacle come out of our wrinkle? The prophet himself standing before his own church. It is for us tonight. Why can't this Branham Tabernacle come out of our wrinkle? I want to know. If you people around here believe this gospel. Serious. I want to know if you, these people around here believe this gospel. Don't begin to say, that's so, even the prophet's church, so that was what's happening. My brother, it's the same spirit. The same spirit. Don't begin. Somebody in your mind say, so that was also so the prophet. Then we are okay. You are okay. You go to a hotter place. That's a place that's waiting for you. We are not okay. Let's listen. And it has been preached, and you have seen it. Signs and wonders, and confirmed, and everything the Lord has spoke has come to pass. Then what's the matter around here? It's the same message that we are bringing here. Praise the Lord. So what is the matter here? That night I believe the prophet was really hard on the people. Amen. I hear there's contentions among you. When I hear there's strife, I want you to write out what's the matter from the depth of your heart and lay it on this platform, Poppy, tomorrow night. Amen. Serious. From your heart, write everything and put it on the pulpit here. Tomorrow night. What is wrong? I hear contentions, I hear strife, all this kind of, what is, and this gospel has been preached, you've been seeing what? That it's everything, as he has said, has come to pass. And yet, brethren, see how strong stubbornness is. Stubbornness, very, very strong, even right before the prophet himself. So my brother, let us be very careful. Let us be very careful, my sister. That spirit, the spirit of stubbornness, is the same strength everywhere. Let's watch it. Because it's the same message we are also hearing from here. My brother, if there is anything that is worrying you, write it right from your heart. Put it on the what? On the pulpit here. Amen. Done what? To be just, okay. Let it be the way how it's going. I don't care. No, sir. You are part of the body. Amen. Amen. Have you seen someone falling and then his hand just go off? The hand go to safety and the whole other body goes down? No, sir. All your body goes down. Amen. We are all in one body. My brother, if there is anything that's bothering you, that's what the prophet said. Write it right deep from your heart. Lay it on this platform. Pop it tomorrow night. Let us open up. I want to see why this church can't be carried away with the power of God and the baptism of the Holy Ghost with signs and wonders. What's the matter? Your pastor believes it. And you believe it. So what's wrong here? Your pastor believes it. And you believe it. Then what is wrong? Here, there is something wrong. The prophet said, there is something wrong. So what's the next thing? I had to go and I had to search myself.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I had to search myself. I don't need to look at a brother. I don't need to look at a sister. I had to search myself. We all search ourselves. The prophet, there is something wrong. Amen. Tonight we're going to pray. Then the prophet said, this should be a lighthouse of the world. This should be a lighthouse of the world. This should be a place where the powers of God and the weeping and crying and the seeking for God ought to be going on day and night. Why can't we have it? This is a place where weeping and crying, seeking for God, ought to be going on day and night. Why can't we have it? Brethren, why can't we have it? We need to search ourselves.
Amen.
Musicians, start coming. We need to look into all this. Brethren, our life is an open door. The age of an open door. Let our life be that kind of open door. Praise the Lord. The prophet said the middle partition, the middle wall partition had been torn down. Where now the Jews, the Gentiles, the Greeks, the bond, the free can enter at the same gate, the door to the sheepfold. Thou art the door. And we come to you through Jesus. God, receive us tonight. Amen. He is the door. Christ is the door. And we have been made in His image. And today, we walk on earth here as the image of Christ. We are also a door to other people for them to come and know the truth. How many will search their lives tonight?
Amen.
The prophet was really hard that night. It was a Wednesday night. Very hard. Let's search ourselves, brethren. Let's search ourselves. We want to see the real moving of the Spirit. Love, unity, harmony. Love being what? The foundation, which you have already known. And let's build upon that love, the love of God. Let's love one another. Love one another.
Amen.
Don't hold anything against anyone. Love your brother. Love your sister. Praise the Lord.
I am
I have heard thy voice and it took thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of it and be closer drawn to from the nearer, oh nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died.
draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding sound.
Concentrate
Christian. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine.
Draw me nearer,
nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Oh, draw me nearer, oh, nearer, blessed Lord, oh, to thy precious bleeding sound. The beauty light of a single love that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee my God, I commune as friend. Be friend,
draw me nearer,
draw me nearer, oh, nearer, blessed Lord,
to thy cross where thou hast died.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding sound. There are depths of love, and I cannot
know
till I cross the narrow. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee.
Draw me nearer,
oh, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy cross where thou hast died.
Draw me nearer,
nearer, blessed Lord, oh, to thy precious bleeding
sound.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy cross where thou hast died.
Draw me
nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding sound.
Yes, brethren, tonight we've just heard we are in the age of the open door, the 11th hour door. And there are many that sacrifice their lives to spread this gospel. We read about Paul, Look at this brother. From one place to another. We read how some Jews came and just persuaded the people, and he was beaten, stoned. Number of cities from one place to another, just doing the work of God. And God also was opening what? Doors for people to enter in. He placed his life for that kind of what? Sacrifice. Let us also put our lives so that someone will see us. That open door in our lives. To come unto Christ. Because until the last man or the last woman, the last boy, the last girl comes in, we are still here.
Amen.
Brethren, that's why tonight the prophet rebuked his church strongly.
Hallelujah.
Because what he wanted to see in the church, it was not what? That's what he was seeing. Tonight, we take ourselves in that same situation. So that if there is anything, let us place it before the pastor.
Hallelujah.
And the only thing that we can do is that the prophet said there is something wrong. Because your pastor believed this message and you believe this message, then what is wrong? The prophet says there is something wrong.
Hallelujah.
And that something wrong is we searching ourselves.
Amen.
And making sure that we love one another.
Amen.
No matter, we love one another.
Amen.
Love one another. Brethren, tonight, one main prayer we're going to pray again. It's about the youth meeting on Friday.
Amen.
It's very important, that youth meeting. We want to commit. We'll commit the youth into the Lord. Let something happen. Something happen that will really make them open doors. So tonight, my brother, let us all begin to pray. The prophet said there is something wrong. There is something wrong. Search yourself. Why can't we see that power of God? The prophet was asking. So why can't Brother Tabernacle come? Why can't Christian, Dublin Christian Fellowship come out from our wrinkles? Why? Say the gospel has been preached. The gospel is being preached here. The prophet was talking about, you have seen it, signs and wonders. The little ones, Lord Jesus, we commit them into your hands. Protect them, Lord. Bless every brother, bless every sister, bless the parents, bless the children. Bless the church. Bless our pastor. Bless the ministry. Bless the musicians. Bless each and everyone, Lord. Tonight, that something is broken. That something is broken. Satan, you are defeated.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ had atoned for it. That something is no more.
Amen.
We thank you in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We bless the Lord. Father, we thank you that we've laid the foundation, the atmosphere of God for Friday. And we know it will be just a matter of course, because you'll be there to manifest yourself, God, to prove yourself to your children, to let them, oh God, start that new life to the glory of your name. Lord, take their hearts and let it be your heart to God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Bless as many that were not able to come, Lord. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name. Grant us journey mercies back home. Let these things of God continue to meditate upon it day and night. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's sing our last song, and God, Richie, bless you for coming. That's something. It's broken.
Amen.
It's no more.
Hallelujah. He's an
answer. Brother, come and give us the closing prayer.
Oh,
hallelujah, he's the answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless your name, glorify you.
Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering call. Oh, when I pray and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah, answering call.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word of God that you have sent our way tonight.
Amen.
How, Father, you speak a word in season every time, Lord. Father, oh God, this word was written some 2,000 years ago, yet it was written right for this day, for us, Lord, that are seated here, Lord, that we may hear, Lord, of the exaltation of the word of God. We thank you, Father, for your faithful ministers that stand with the word of God to bring it to your people. And Father, you chose through the simplicity of the preaching of the word to pull down the strongholds of the enemy. And Father, tonight something has happened in the spiritual, Lord, where, Lord, the things that were stumbling blocks to your people have now become stepping stones. We thank you, Father. Lord, oh God, we pray that this word may produce the intended effect. Father, for you said it would not return unto you empty, but it would achieve that which you sent it for. We pray, Father, that, Lord, we would continue to meditate upon this word, Lord, until it becomes flesh in us, Lord, until, Lord, our lives have become an open door, Father, for our neighbors, Lord, that they become an open door for our families, an open door for our classmates, Lord, an open door for our workmates, for every man that we would come into association with. Father, let us be written epistles unto them, Lord, that they may be thirsty, O God. Father, no matter what the persecution is, O God, there are some men that we would never be able to stand next to on that day of judgment. Men like Paul that were stoned for your word. Yet, Lord, they never looked back. They still went forward, Lord, preaching the word to the lost sinners. Help us, Father, O God, that we may take up inspiration from that, Lord, and do all we can in our lives, Father, that we may bring one or two to the knowledge of the saving grace of thy word, Lord. Be merciful unto us now. Even as we go home, we commit our journeys into your hands. Father, may you bring us back once more on Friday with the young people, that, Lord, O God, you may be present amongst us, O God. Father, I pray for every other person that will not be here on Friday, that, Lord, they will take it as an opportunity to kneel down and to pray for the young people, Lord God, and intercede on their behalf, Lord, that, Father, your Spirit may come down to help them. For they are living in a time that is the most terrible time, Lord, and it can only be done by your grace, Father. We ask it in Jesus' name. Be with us, Lord, until we meet again on Friday. We ask this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 We'll see you Friday, since 7 o'clock for the young people. God bless you.
Hallelujah.